Somali women, whether in Somalia or the self-declared Republic of Somaliland, have the highest rate of maternal mortality in the world. In Hargeisa, the capital of Somaliland, much of the country's infrastructure was destroyed during the civil war of the early 1990s. Despite reconstruction, health facilities remain limited. But there are signs of progress. A new maternity and pediatric hospital has opened in Hargeisa. Rupert Cook tours this new hospital in the second of his two reports on Somaliland.
Well, I'm in the center of Hargeisa at Edna's Hospital, which is a maternity hospital, a pediatric hospital. I think it's probably the cleanest hospital I've seen in Africa. I'm about to go into one of the recovery rooms.
She went to a money hospital, but she thought this is the best hospital in Hargeisa right now we have. And she met a lot of good staff. And first of these people, Mrs. Edna, and she appreciated all help she get in this hospital.
Patients in the Edna Aden Ismail Maternity and Pediatric Hospital are fortunate. Until Edna's hospital opened in the spring of last year, most expectant mothers had extremely limited access to healthcare in the case of complications at birth. The hospital's founder, Edna Aden Ismail, is a well-known figure to the 3 million people of Somaliland. Currently Somaliland's foreign minister, in the 1970s Edna became the driving force behind the widespread recruitment of female nurses and midwives, as well as the leading opponent of female genital mutilation.
Somali women have always had the worst survival rate of any women in the world. Even before the war, Somali women fared the worst during childbirth and pregnancy. Being a health worker myself, I saw what my country was like, I saw what my hometown Hargeisa was like, and I just recycled my whole life. My Mercedes, my jewelry, whatever, was just turned into cash and converted into this hospital, and I have no regrets. I don't have any children. This is my life. This is what I've always wanted to do. I'm back in my hometown, in my country. I'm 65 years old, and I'm doing exactly what I want to do. And I think I'm making a difference in the lives of many people, because we've assisted over 700 babies here. A good number of these children and their mothers would not have been alive had we not had cesarean section facilities, if blood transfusion facilities had not been in place, if trained staff were not here to receive them and assist them during these difficult times, many of these people would have been dead.
After several years of working in the 1990s as a senior official of the World Health Organization, on retirement, Edna was able to channel her substantial pension into the founding of the hospital. In addition, support from local businessmen and the Somaliland diaspora was crucial. Rakia Omar is director of the NGO African Rights. She also currently lives in Hargeisa.
Somalis, both in the diaspora and here in Somaliland, contributed to the building of the Edna Maternity Hospital. The help was sometimes in terms of financial contributions. Some people brought bricks, some people brought other building materials. But there was really a sense that this is our hospital, this is a hospital for our town. And so there's a real sense of ownership.
Despite its relative political stability, Somaliland's status as an internationally unrecognized state since its unilateral secession from Somalia in 1991 has meant that the country receives minimal outside developmental aid. Support from the Somaliland diaspora has been vital for the building and rehabilitation of infrastructure, both in terms of funding and personnel.
Hello, my name is Nasreen. I'm from United States. I'm a nurse, registered nurse.
You lived in the United States and were part of the Somali diaspora, and you chose to come back to Somaliland to work here in this hospital, in Edna's hospital. Why?
I decided to come back because I thought it's wonderful to come back home after all these years. I get the education and training. I came to help the community. I thought it's a good or wonderful to help somebody in need.
Besides caring for its patients, The hospital also has an ambitious program of training for young nurses.
We have the first nursing training program in the country since 1986. We have 30 young ladies in training at the moment. They have one more year to go. They're wonderful, motivated, hardworking, keen, interested young ladies who are a pleasure to teach and who are a pride to our society. My greatest wish is that I would find scholarships for the first top five students to seek education in some of the world institutions of learning. Many of them are for poor families. We will not be able to cover their scholarship, but they're worth every single penny. And if I were to be nursed today, I would have one of them nurse me.
My name is Soba Hassan. I'm one of the students in nursing at the hospital maternity.
And why did you decide to become a student nurse here?
I decided when I finished in high school, I like to enjoy in healthcare worker, and I want to continue my education until I finish it. And when I finish nurse, I would like to be a doctor in other country of the world.
Thanks very much. And I'm sure that you will become a very, very good doctor.
For Common Ground, I'm Rupert Cook in Hargeisa, Somaliland.